Hello and good morning, afternoon, or evening, whatever time zone or whatever time you're listening to this. Hope you're having a good day and I hope you enjoy this podcast. And welcome. I know my last podcast, I promised to post every other week. And, you know, like I said the other time, you know, things have been different. Have a lot more stuff to do now in high school, and I'm about to become a sophomore next year, so that's gonna be exciting. Definitely gonna play football this upcoming season, and you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in my life, but that is not the topic of discussion today. The real topic I want to discuss is American politics. And first I'm gonna expand on or talk on this idea that two political sides, especially in America, the Democratic and Republican sides, and the far right or the far the extreme Republicans are asking for a national divorce. And if you do not know what that means, it's basically the two parties separating depending on what type of state that is. So usually there's some Republican states like Alabama, Texas, South Carolina, and they're mainly Republican states, and they want a national divorce from Democratic states. And you know, that idea in itself is just very absurd, because it's the exact same thing is what caused the Civil War. And again, the Civil War was the most deadly war to ever happen in American history. It was 5,000 deaths because of the Civil War. And that the most deadly event in America's history was caused by a national divorce, and the far right still want that. Now, I'm not pushing any sort of hate toward any political party, because the far left also has its big issues, as well as the far right. You know, the far left, for example, with the agendas, with the, you know, LGBTQ stuff, pushing it on kids, you know, it's really my opinion, and that's why I'm talking here on this podcast about it. But you know, I don't believe that even though there's people that are gay and lesbian and queer and whatever it is, and I don't think that should be pushed towards kids. Because the mind of a child is very malleable. It's very changing. It could be influenced by anything. You know, my 3-year-old cousin, he saw his older sister drop a plate. And he probably knows that is a wrong thing to do, but he does it anyways, despite other people being angry at him. And I gave that example to show that the mind of a little child, the mind of children in general, is so delicate that I don't think it should be preyed upon by, you know, ideas, by specifically gender ideas. I don't think kids need to be worrying about what gender they like or what gender is sexually attracted to as little kids, you know. So that is also an issue I have with the far left. But my political standing as of right now is a Republican. I'm not that much of a political person, but if you were to match my beliefs with a political party in America, it would be a Republican. And yeah, that's basically what I am. That's what I, my beliefs are based upon. Although I would never go to any far side of or extreme side of a political party, because I feel like those extreme ideas are becoming absurd at this point. So, but the main thing I want to talk about was, basically, I just turned 15 a few days ago, so I'm now 15, and last month I began a sexual education class in my high school, and I'm gonna tell you, I'm a freshman, and this curriculum, the sexual education curriculum, has also been pushed back to 8th grade of middle school. So in 8th grade health classes, 13-year-old to 14-year-old kids are learning about sex, about private parts of human beings. And seeing as my beliefs, I believe in God. I believe that you should be able to express whatever religion that you have and abide by it and keep by it. I believe in freedom of speech, you know, just the general stuff. But I specifically do not believe that at this age we should be learning about that stuff yet. You know, kind of disgusts me in that class because we have to watch and listen to a bunch of weird stuff that I'm not even thinking about. Not because I'm an immature little kid that does, I know about all this stuff, but I'm not there to learn about it in school. I'm in school to get a real education that I consent to. So I never consented to be in that class, but if I'm not in that class, then I mean, I'm automatically getting a bad grade in my health class. So, and that is what I do not agree with, because we have no choice but to listen to this stuff. And although they are sexually active, 14-year-olds, 13-year-olds, 12-year-olds, and that is very sad. But there's kind of two sides to it, I will say. But then again, it is also sad that the kids, these young, little young kids are sexually active at this point. And I'm just thinking, how did we get to that? I was in my summer, I was in the summer class. It wasn't a summer school class, but it was a summer program for my high school. I was walking by and I heard this one girl who, by the way, currently has gonorrhea, an STD or STI. And she was talking to her friend and she was like, imagine not having sex for a whole month. And I was shocked in my head. I was just like, how could you even like say that? Because at that point she was 13, 14. So, I mean, it was crazy that kids, these young, are already having sex. They already know about it. They probably aren't educated with condoms, which is why I also think at the same time that those sex ed classes are not necessary, that they are. Because for people like that, as she has right now, she has gonorrhea, and everyone knows about it. She's probably walking down with her head down in the halls. Everyone's looking at her. Everyone's laughing at her. It's very embarrassing. It's dangerous. And she probably didn't know about, you know, safe sex techniques and stuff like that. And that's what brings the other side into the argument of, should little or young kids learn about sex? And tying this back to my original argument of, or my original topic of political parties, some would say that this was caused by the far left side, you know, bringing at first sexuality to little kids, telling little kids you're gay. And I know as a child, I was not thinking about if I liked someone or not. If they were my friend, girl or boy, if I wanted to hug a girl or boy, it was fine. I didn't think anything of it because I was a child. So, you know, telling a kid that they're gay or affirming or encouraging that type of behavior is what I don't agree with. And I think this is what sort of started up this active sex in young teens and young adults. Because as a little kid, when you're told that you can be sexually attracted to someone, not even knowing what that means, you will explore it, which can cause kids to go to start watching pornography, which will cause kids to start looking at people differently instead of just living and being a child and being, you know, just having a normal childhood and doing whatever they want with their life, having a wide scope of an imagination instead of being trapped into thinking that they have to like a certain gender, they have to, you know, they have to be sexually attracted to someone at such a young age, which is what I don't agree with at all. And then not to talk about the 4-year-olds looking at drag queens dancing and twerking. I mean, these are grown men dressed as strippers, dressed as female strippers, and twerking in front of kids. I mean, 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds, while the parents are taking a video and laughing and clapping, and some of them throwing money. You know, it makes no sense to me, because how can you as a parent do that to your child? You're bringing such an adult way of thinking at such a young age that it kind of, you know, it limits their imagination, it limits their creativity, because now all they're thinking about is being sexual, you know, with everyone they meet, looking at women and men different, when, you know, they're just supposed to see everyone as human. But, you know, it's really gone to a point where it's gonna take a lot of time to change this and get it better. But I feel like, as well as children shouldn't be told that they are being encouraged to be gay because of their age, they shouldn't also be encouraged to be transgender. Because, I mean, I have seen a lot. There's multiple points of research telling or expressing that people who had gender-affirming surgery at such a young age were very regretful of it. A lot of them regretted it, and I will pull up the statistics to talk about it in another episode. But I mean, there was this one interview I watched, and it was a man. He decided, and he was encouraged by his parents at the age of 5, that he was a woman, or he was a girl at the point. And he got the surgery when he was 9 years old. He basically became a girl, and he regretted it because he had multiple strokes. He had diseases, illness that were never supposed to happen to him, but were caused by those things, having severe allergic reactions. And ever since, he was reassigned back to his normal gender, he's been fine. He's been normal. There's been no other medical conditions coming to him. So now this brings up the point of, is gender affirming care for little kids safe? Is it being a danger to them? And number 2, is it moral to let them do that? How can you look at a child and put them in so much danger just because you believe that they're expressing themselves? They can't express themselves. And I know this is a very different point of view. This is a very, it's a more intense way of talking in a podcast, but it's just been sitting on my mind. I believe I have to talk about it. And, you know, it's number 1, immoral. It's wrong. You know, kids shouldn't have to go through that. They shouldn't have to be influenced by society that they're gay or transgender, they're lesbian or whatever it is, and then take those actions, take those steps to actually become what they're told that they have to be or what they've been influenced to be, just to regret it in the future. You know, I mean, imagine a three-year-old walks up to you and says, my dad dropped a plate, or my dad did something. You wouldn't automatically believe the child 100%. So why should you believe a child about changing something as important and as solid and set as gender? You can't change your age, you can't change your race, you can't change your gender. I'm gonna say that very carefully, but you can't change your race, you can't change your age, unless you grow, you get older, of course, and you can't change your gender. So those three are just a few of the foundations of identification, is what I call them. So those three are aspects of identification. So you can't change any of them. They're set. That's why they're all described in birth certificates and you know, stuff like that, and medical records, because those are ways of people to identify you, your name. But you know, something as delicate and important as gender shouldn't be changed at such a young age. I mean, when they have consciousness, when they have a mentality, when they have a mindset, I feel like that those are important to then be able to take those sort of steps, which I still believe is wrong because of my Christian beliefs. But anyways, that is why I feel like so many youths and young kids have started to believe that they're sexually active or want to be sexually active at such a young age, being exposed to all this, you know, adult things. I feel like there are adult things, you know. I feel like children should take their time to grow up. You know, a good parent would always tell a child, do not grow up too fast. You don't want little girls wearing makeup at 2 years old feeling like that's the only way that they're beautiful, because that's a toxic way of thinking. So you shouldn't have little kids thinking that they like boys, or little boys thinking that they like other little boys at such a young age. That's just breaking their mind of thinking. It's not healthy for them physically, mentally, emotionally. It's not. And that's going to round off my topic of discussion at that point. And you know, I'll definitely continue this conversation in the next episode. If you have comments or questions, I'll open my question in my Q&A box. Definitely send me, talk to me. And if you like this episode, you can follow me on Instagram. I'm going to put that link in my bio. And thank you for taking your time to listen. And I hope to see you back again. Bye.